So a very simple question tonight. Should you learn Kriya Shema? Everyone knows Kriya Shema is Psukim in the Torah. All three parshas. It has trup. Many of us know how to learn the trup in general. The Siddur prints it for you. Do you have to read Kriya Shema with the trup or not? So the Mishnah in Psachim says, famous Mishnah, six things the people of Anshei Yericho did. Three of them the rabbis protested because it was beyond a certain, you know, inappropriateness. Three of them the rabbis thought was wrong, but they didn't say anything. Well, Michal B'Yadam. One of the three things they didn't say anything, they didn't protest, even though it was inappropriate a little bit, it was Korchin Es Shema. The people of Yericho would be Korech Es Shema. Says the Gemara, the obvious question we're all thinking, what in the world is Korech Es Shema? So the Gemara gives one opinion, at least one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, is that they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, V'lo Hayu Mafsikin. Obvious question is, what does Lo Hayu Mafsikin mean? So Korchin means Lo Mafsikin. What does Mafsikin mean? So Rashi says, Mafsikin means they did not pause in between Echad and V'yohafta. Because you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, you have to focus on the first pasuk and all the chaburas we gave previously, the kavanas of Shema Yisrael. So if you go right into V'yohafta, you're going to miss the magnitude of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Fine. Tosfos said, I guess maybe, it doesn't mention, that's an interesting point. It says, according to Rashi, they didn't pause, I think, between Echad and V'yohafta, maybe that it's V'yohafta, maybe it means at the end of Lom Void and Baruch Shem Kol Machzeh Omed, and then V'yohafta, I'm not sure exactly. Tosfos says, you didn't pause in between Shema Yisrael, the word Shema Yisrael, and Hashem's name. Because if you go Shema Yisrael Hashem, it sounds like you're saying, like Hashem should listen to the Jewish people, and that's obviously inappropriate. Shema Yisrael, listen to the Jews. Your Jews listen. Hashem Elkeinu. Hashem is one, not Shema Yisrael Hashem. Hashem should listen, or Hashem, listen to the Jewish people. So therefore, that's what Tosfos says. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, and you know what he says, Lo Mafsikin means? He says, Kelomar Shelo Hayu Korin Osa Binachas. They didn't read Kriya Shema calmly. Im Hatamim Shelo. With the Tamim Shelo. What does Tamim mean?
Sure.
Of course, we'll see that's debatable also. Mim Hatamim Shelo. Sh'anu Nohagin Hayom. We do that nowadays. Sh'ikar Mitzvah Kriya Shema L'Krosa Im Hatamim Shelo. Because the main way of reading Kriya Shema is with the Tamim. So now I ask you, well, what is the Tamim? So Karchin means Lo Mafsikin. Lo Mafsikin means, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, with the Tamim. Says the Torah what you exactly said. Tamim means the trup. They didn't read it with the trup, and that's what the Torah, that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. We nowadays read it with the trup. The people of Yericho, they didn't read it with the trup. The rabbis didn't think it was so inappropriate, but it was wrong, but they didn't say anything. Comes along the Beis Yosef and says, that's not true. That can't mean Shalohim Mafsikin means they didn't read it with the trup, because nowadays we don't read it with the trup either. So that can't be what Rabbeinu Yonah was meant. He says, you know what it means? That they didn't read it slowly. They ran through Kriya Shema, they didn't stop at the proper places. They just like mushkababbled the whole thing together. They didn't stop at the places they were supposed to stop. But says the Beis Yosef, look, in the end of the day, the Torah writes that you're supposed to say it with the trup. Okay, so even though I disagree with that pshat, he's the Torah, and therefore I suggest you read it with the trup. Okay, comes along Shulchan Aruch, Ari Paskin, and says, Tzoruch l'kros Kriya Shema b'tamim kamo shem b'torah. You need to read it with the trup. Says the Ramah, Avalo Noagu came by Medina Selu. No one does it with the trup nowadays. But those who are medaktikin, those who are super careful, read it with the trup. That's what the Ramah writes. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, well, look, whether you read it with the trup, whether you don't read the trup, definitely make sure you stop at like the stopping points of a pasuk, the esnachta and the end of the pasuk. But with the trup, Mishnah Berurah notes that, practically speaking, it's very simple. If you could concentrate when laning the trup, and it's not going to distract you, lane it with the trup. That's how Mishnah Berurah comes out. So in other words, ideally, you should read it with the trup. Practically speaking, no one reads it with the trup. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't know how to lane, or you're a shtickle laner, you laned at your bar mitzvah 25 years ago or 45 years ago, and now the only thing you lane is Kriya Shema and maybe Oz Yoshir a little bit, so then you get up there and you start trying to read Kriya Shema with the trup,
it's going to distract you. If you're a Bal Kori, that it's second nature for you to read Kriya Shema, you think of the 100 times you've leaned Kriya Shema, so then says the Mishnah Berurah, sounds like you should lean. Sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan agrees as well. He says, you need to read Kriya Shema with the trump, like we lean from the Torah. But no one does that. Why not? He says, because Harbe anoshim kasheyikru betamim yizbalbulu. They mess it up when they lean with the trup. They don't really know how to lean, so they're going to mess it up. He says, v'lo yavino perishamilus. Then they're not even going to know the words at all. He says, daneginu amishol horgabo mafsina kavana. Same thing. It's going to mess you up. If you don't know the trup, it's going to distract you. Comes along the Piskei Tshuva and says, nowadays, and it's printed in the, he quotes the Prima Gadim, who says, that nowadays, it's in the smart, it's in the sitter. So what's the big distraction? Okay, even if you're not the best Bal Kori, you know how to wane a little, but you just read the trump. Maybe you should do it with the trump. Practically speaking, so not surprisingly, all the Gedolim of the previous generation are all over the map. So if you look at the Piskei Tshuvas in Arches Rabbeinu, he cites the Stipler and the Chaznish read it without the trump. The Meir Oz wonders, is that because they fundamentally felt that was the right thing to do, or did they just... I don't want to say they weren't good laners, but for them it was distracting for them. The Chaznish maybe wasn't the biggest Bal Kori, even obviously he knew it, but maybe it would be distracting for him to lane and buy the trup, and therefore he felt it was better for his kavan and not to do it. Comes along the Trubis van August and says, I'll give you another reason why there's no need to read it by the trup. The whole Indian of reading it by the trup, perhaps, is only when you're laning it from a Sefer Torah, because that's a real Kriyas HaTorah. If you're laning from your sitter and you don't have a Sefer Torah open in front of you, who said you need the trup in the beginning? On the other hand, the Piskei Tshuva cites all these Chassidish Rebbe's, the Avas Yisro of Vizhnitz, read it with the Trup, but the Divrei Chaim of Sanz did not. He quotes from the Rizhin Boyaner dynasty, which I believe is a regal dynasty. He says like this, Vadei Odiv Sheyasekin, of course you should do it. He says, V'chein Re'isi Noagin Kama Me'ad Murei Beis Rizhin Shekornis Apar Sheshma B'nigin Atam. They read it with the Trup, so the upshot seems to be so far. The end of the day. If you know it, Elaine, and it's not going to disturb you, then why would you not read it with the trump? If anything, it's certainly better to do so. If it's at all going to be distracting, if it's all you're not such a Bal Kori, if it's all going to mess you up in any way, then don't lean with the trump. We'll end with the final Mar Makom. The Ar Yisrael Torah Journal, he quotes a Heligah Maisa from the or Nekuda about the Sklen Rebbe. He says like this, he's bemoaning the fact that no one does laning from when they say Kriya Shema nowadays. So the author of this article, he writes, Umish lo zocher b'yameinu, who doesn't remember in our times, Kriya Shema shel ha'admor ha'kodesh miskolen, v'heligu skolen rebbe, z'chus yogin aleinu, shekara kore Kriya Shema imatamim, he read Kriya Shema with the trup, but he didn't mess it up. You know why? B'meshech yud ches dakas. Took him 18 minutes to recite Kriya Shema with the trup, he says, that was how the Chassidim Anshei Maisas, even if they weren't the best Bal Kori, they took the kavanas and everything to read Kriya Shema. He says, then he throws in for the witbox, many people in yeshiva, if you're a B'nai Torah, you know how to wane, you know how to the Torah, then you should do it with the trup. I take it as a Muslim to myself. I mean, Baruch Hashem, I can't say I'm a good Bal Kori, but I definitely waned a lot. I usually don't do Kriya Shema with the trup. I think I kind of do the middle ground, which might be the most common thing. The middle ground is, the way you kind of like wane when you're not so prepared. You kind of fump for it through. And so I think many people, when they say Kriya Shema, you don't do V'o'ahavto Eis Hashem Okach. You kind of go V'o'ahavto Eis Hashem Okach. You're kind of like quasi do the trup and quasi don't. I don't know if that qualifies for both checks. You have Kavan and the Perish Amilus and you have the trup, or does that get you nothing? You don't have Perish Amilus and you don't have the trup. I know Tzarech Ian on that halakha l'maisa.